Well, good evening, everyone. This is SCARS, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the SCARS organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and Good Amateur Practice. This SCARS server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System, provided by Whiskey 8, Mike Whiskey, and all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please move off this system and establish your contact direct so the net may continue. In fairness to all, short time stations will not be recognized as such. All stations will be worked in the order in which they've checked in. Information regarding our operation may be found at www.scarsvoip.com. I am one of your net controls this evening for this session. My call is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. My name is Kathleen. I'm located in the city of Port St. Lucie, Florida, where we currently have a temperature of 69 degrees with a high of about 72 today. So it was a pretty nice day. So prior to starting, I'd like to ask if there's any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled at this time. If so, please come aboard. Hearing no emergency traffic, and I always say that's a great thing. How about anyone celebrating their birthday, maybe today, maybe this week, maybe last week, that would like to come aboard so we could say happy, happy? All right, no birthday stations. I always say that means we're not getting any older. But I would like to share a birthday, and that would be Gordon's 89th birthday. Today would have been his birthday. And that's what we're celebrating today. It's his life. So I just wanted to say happy, happy to my love and that I miss him deeply. So let me pause a moment. This net tonight is not one of our normal nets. It's a celebration of the life of Gordon, KY6V. It's a special net to celebrate his life. And the purpose of it is so that all of you, his friends, ham radio, children, can come aboard and share their memories, as well as myself. So, and I want to let everyone know that this net is being recorded for future presentation on our website as a podcast, and it will be available to you, I'm sure, very, very soon. So what I want to do, first of all, is I want to share my memories. And I want everyone to be patient with me because this has been a real trying day for me. So let me pause for just a moment. You know, I think there's so many memories to share, but I want to try and highlight some of them with you. I moved to Florida in 2006 from the state of Michigan. I became licensed as a ham in 2008. Shortly afterward, both Gordon and Jack, his call was K4JAK, encouraged me to be an NCS after listening to me checking into their nets. I was apprehensive, but with Gordon's help, I gave it a try. Gordon and I talked often, and in 2009, Gordon asked if I would be going to the Melbourne Ham Fest. It is here that I met Gordon for the first time, and the relationship grew from there. We were together from October 2009, and we were married in March of 2014. You know, I remember attending a lot of musical concerts of Jonathan's, his youngest son, and hopefully he's here tonight. And because Gordon wanted me to share his excitement, let me pause. It was with the encouragement of Gordon that I took my general and my extra exams, and he was so proud of me. It was at his encouragement and help that I was also the net manager for 12 years until we decided it was time for me to retire. You know, something I always laughed at with Gordon was, he said, my mom was an English teacher, and I ended up marrying one. But, you know, he always asked my input when he was writing those scripts, when he was writing those emails, and it meant a lot to me. We had a good life together, but it ended too soon. I miss him so much, as does Sassy the cat, his constant companion. Let me pause. She doesn't know what has happened, and she was the reason the key-up happened a while ago. So I watched his health deteriorate over years, but last year was the worst. And he often said to me, and it really upset me, he said he was such a burden, which he wasn't. Even though Gordon is not physically here anymore, I have tons of his ham radio equipment to remind me of his love of the hobby. I also know Gordon is here tonight in spirit and very proud of what he started so long ago. I remember the times that we did the South Cars classes, the Santa Express, the trivia. All of those podcasts are still available if anyone wants to listen to them. So let me leave you with this thought tonight. When tomorrow starts without me, don't think we're far apart. For every time you think of me, I'm right there in your heart. Happy birthday, my love. Rest in peace. Let me pause a moment. And I was so hoping tonight I would break down. So with that said, I'm going to call you RFJ, W4RFJ, who has third parties waiting for their memories. W4RFJ from Kilo 6 year, or November. The mic is yours, but please return to me after the third-party transmissions. Over to you, W4RFJ.
Okay, Ms. Sunshine, we got Jonathan and Sean, and Sean will be first, and I'm hoping that you'll let me make a comment when they're done, if that's okay, Kathleen.
That's perfectly fine, and I think probably I'd like to make a comment after I listen to them as well. And I want to say thank them for being here tonight.
Both listening, and right now this is W4RFJ connected through Newport, and we have Sean Dagenhart live and in person, and I'm announcing him as third-party traffic. Go ahead, Sean, you're on the air.
Good evening, everyone, from cold and snowy northern Michigan. The temperature right now is a lovely 7 with a freshly new foot of snow, and we're getting another 6 inches tonight. I just wanted to chime in on here with my memories of Gordon. I thought of him more of a father than actually my own father. I really do already miss our check with me. You know, it wasn't every single day, but it was every so often. But whenever he does say bye, it was always the grin emoji. He just say grin about everything. And I know how well he treated my mother, and I will always remember that. I just want to say thank you for everybody's condolences during this time. And Roger's already been talking to me about getting my license, so you never know what's going to happen. So at this time, I'll just throw it back to Roger, and I just say I miss Gordon, and I know the type of man he was and how he treated my mom and what he did for this organization and for Ham Radio. So with that, Roger, I'll throw it back to you. Over.
Okay, this is W4RFJ with third-party traffic, Sean Dagenhart. And next on the list, hold on, I got to remember to unmute him. The other kid, Jonathan Smith. Jonathan, it's your turn. Are you ready? Over.
And thank you for facilitating the communication today for this program to celebrate my dad's life. Thank you, Kathy, for your thoughts to start it today. It was very heartfelt. And I can feel a sense of him with us today, which is a really nice feeling. So I'm grateful for this moment to spend on his birthday. For his birthday today. I wanted to mention that I don't have a script. I'll be speaking from the heart. I did write down some bullet points, some things that I'd love to just share, some stories of my past with my dad in the last 36 years. And you know, I want to start with just how caring my dad was. Always checking in. I know he always checked in with me. You know, if a week or two went by, he would, you know, shoot me a text just to say hello. And I really appreciated that. He was always asking about me and asking about my wife, Angela, and her mother, and my mother and family, and anyone close to me. And so he's just so considerate of others, and very just in tune with that. You know, I've always appreciated his way of thinking. Much of it, I believe, I've adopted. The way he solves problems, the way he thinks in systems, how he grounds himself in logic, but he's open to the what-ifs of life and the what-ifs of a solution. And I've always really appreciated that of him, and I believe I took on some of those traits, and I'm very grateful to have had that leadership. And I'll pause for a second for time. So back to you, Roger.
This is W4RFJ with Third Party Traffic, Jonathan Smith. You're back on there, shipmate.
Okay. Thank you so much, Roger. I'd like to share a couple personal stories, you know, things that will I'll cherish for memory forever. These memories I'll cherish forever. You know, when I was very young, I remember in elementary school, actually middle school, I would get home from school, and I'd be, you know, on the bus heading home, and I'd get off the bus, and my dad's waiting at the end of the dirt road in his car, you know, get off the bus, and I was always so excited because I looked forward to our time together just for those few minutes in the car heading home. And often, even before I could really reach the pedals, he would let me drive on that dirt road in that old car of his. He had a Oldsmobile station wagon, a brown one, very long car, very old car, and I remember I could barely reach the pedals, and he would hand it over to me. And so I think he taught me a lot then about bravery and courage, you know, just to, you know, take a chance and try it. And a lot of it started with those car rides home, just a mile or two down the road. So I really appreciate those memories. You know, sorry, I wasn't expecting to get a little emotional here. I'll pause for a second, Roger. Back to you.
This is W4RFJ with Third Party Traffic, Jonathan Smith. Go ahead, John.
I like to reflect on my earliest memories of music with him, being a young kid and him putting on, you know, music on his hi-fi radio system, which I believe he still has, and that's at Cassie's house right now, and I look forward to playing with that equipment again. But that was some of my earliest memories of hearing music in the house, and with that comes a very special feeling. Some of the music he would play, some of the old jazz and Louis Armstrong. He was really in love with, and then he would show me, you know, how to play the trumpet, and then how to play the guitar, and he was a big influence for music in my life, and I'm very grateful for that just inspiration. You know, we would play duets together out of the Arvin's trumpet book, and you know, sometimes I'd play part one, and sometimes he would play part one, and we'd trade off. And I just learned so much playing music together. And, you know, he would come to my band shows, my band concerts, and at the middle school and high school. and always a lover of my, just my interests in music. And, you know, just grateful for that for sure in my life. Grateful for the time and the care he gave me and the love he gave me in high school. I was in a really bad car accident. And, he was there for me every second. It really showed me his love. I'm going to pause a second, Roger.
Okay, this is W4RFJ. Sorry for the delay. We have third-party traffic. Jonathan Smith continuing. Go ahead, John.
All right, thank you, Roger. Yes, his love was undeniable. And during that time of, you know, my car accident and healing and recovering, he was there for me. And I'm so grateful for that. I remember the fun times and silly times we had, too. I had a, let's say, an affinity, I guess we could call it, for video games. And he did not like that very much. I would spend my nights staying up too late and playing video games. And one funny story is he didn't like that so much, so he went outside and disconnected the cable to the cable internet on the house. And that really cut off my communication to the outside world. And I couldn't play my video games with my friends anymore online. The little rebel that I was, when he wasn't looking, I went out there and reconnected it myself because I knew how. And, man, he did not like that. So if you all know how, when my dad got angry, it was pretty clear. And so he got upset about that, and what he did is he disconnected that cable again, and he put a lock on the box. So I couldn't open it again. And, you know, at the time I was unhappy, but in hindsight I look at that and I'm like, that was a lesson. And that's why he was trying to teach me a lesson of discipline and what's important and how to use your time. And he didn't like that I spent so much time, quote-unquote, wasting it with the video games and when I should be doing either schoolwork or, at that hour, probably sleeping. We would spend time together doing other things. I remember our night time, you know, eating ice cream. It was one of his favorite pastimes at night, and eating ice cream together. He taught me how to play chess. And I remember that first time that he taught me how to play chess, and somehow I beat him in that first game. So I think he taught me well. Over to you, Roger.
This is W4RFJ. Yeah, I was pausing. I have third-party traffic, Jonathan Smith. John, go ahead.
All right. Thank you so much. Reflecting on some of our memories, he was such an advocate for doing well in school, and that was another thing he taught me well, and always checking in with me. And I would come home from school and we'd sit down and he asked me, well, what happened in every class and what are we studying and what's for homework and what do I need to do? And he always offered a hand if I needed help with anything. And I remember vividly working on one particular science fair project where he really got my wheels spinning. It must have been, maybe eighth grade or so, eighth or ninth grade. And it was a science project to study the the intonation on electric guitars. And I have pictures of it somewhere, of these four electric guitars that we tested, and we used particular devices of his, kind of spectrograms and oscillators and all sorts of things. And he taught me so much about sound and frequency and electronics and, how these guitars worked. And, I'm grateful for that knowledge and just that participation in my life and in my education. So I'm so grateful for that. And that, of course, led my curiosity to go on to college and, go to Stetson University for my undergrad of, my bachelor's of music in guitar performance and my master's and my doctorate of music, and to go all the way. And he was really a big inspiration to just keep going and to get it done and go the whole way. And I'm so grateful for that, that discipline that he instilled in me and inspired me to just keep going. So I'm so grateful for that. Another memory of mine being younger, climbing that tower that we had. He had a couple towers on his on our property, three of them, I believe. And one of them, I remember, our house was at 100 feet above sea level, and the tower itself was 100 feet. So I remember mentioning several times about how tall that tower was and how far it could reach. Its reception, to the area. And I remember
W4RFJ with Third Party Traffic, Jonathan Smith. Go ahead, John.
All right, thank you so much. So I'm getting near the end of my personal stories here, so thank you so much for listening in and bearing with my thoughts, my scattered thoughts and emotions here. I have this particular love for Hawaii now, because that's where my dad was born, on the Big Island of Hawaii. And my wife and I went there a few years ago, and it was the greatest trip that I've ever taken, and really the most magical place on earth. And there's something about Hawaii that says a lot about my dad, through spirit and nature and just I'm not exactly sure what it is, but there's just something about Hawaii that just resonates through my dad. And grateful that I got to visit it and visit that place and talk about it with him and to take his his advice on where to go and places to see and see the the volcanoes and our parts that belong to our family and all sorts of really, really neat stuff. And so grateful that I got to see I felt like I saw a piece of him in Hawaii, and it was a really, really beautiful experience. So I'd like to just close today and just offer my gratitude and my love for my father and for everything that he's done for me, but everything that he's done for everyone listening here and for definitely ham radio. I know I didn't mention it, but ham radio was definitely a part of his identity strongly growing up. And I know that was a love of his, and undeniably so. And I know he's not only moved my life, but has moved all of your lives too. And I'm grateful to call him my father. And if he's listening right now, I just want to say, Dad, I love you. I miss you very much.
This is W4RFJ with Third Party Traffic. Go ahead, Sean.
I'd just like to finish up with my part and say, you know, miss you, Gordon, and we'll see you again. And thank you for everything you did and the love and support for my family and myself, and especially for my mom. I'm internally grateful for that, the support he's gave my mom over the years. And I just want to say to my mom, I never thought you'd do something like this where you'd put yourself out there and be a ham operator and that, and I'm very proud of you, and it's all partly due because of Gordon. Roger, that's me signing off up here from Northern Michigan. I will be listening, and thank you again to everybody.
Okay, this is W4RFJ. I've got two bits of third-party traffic, Jonathan Smith and Sean Dagenhart. This is W4RFJ. Kathy, can I turn it back over to you while I get things organized here, and then I'd like to make a comment. Over.
All right, this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. Very touching, Jonathan, and very touching, Sean. And John, I've been a ham operator since 2008. It's been part of my life, and it probably always will be. But if that's okay, Roger, I'm going to call on Declan, and then I'll come back to you because it's late for him, and he wanted to make some comments. So hopefully my two boys, they're not boys, they're men, will be listening as much as they can for the rest of the net, because there's quite a few people out here that were friends of Gordon's, very close to him, and I know they want to share things. So hopefully they'll be listening. But one comment I want to make about Gordon with Sean was, and maybe a lot of you don't know this, but Sean owned businesses, outdoor businesses, and Gordon made several websites for him. And Sean appreciated that so much, and Gordon really, truly enjoyed doing that. And you all know that, you know, he enjoyed working on the websites. So let me call on Mr. Declan. I think he's still up. 2WK0KYH, can you come aboard and share your memories?
Okay, yes, of course. This is 2WK0 Yankee Hotel. Declan in Newport, South Wales. So I just wanted to come on here tonight and say that I knew Gordon for almost half of my life as an incredibly friendly and welcoming voice on the radio. But unfortunately, I never got to meet him in person, all because of damn COVID. We had a holiday all planned out and everything to come over and visit. But it just never worked out. However, what I did know is that Gordon was always there on the conference if anyone needed to chat. It's like he was surgically attached to his radio. Hi. And I personally feel that if it wasn't for Gordon being so encouraging, so supportive of me, from the very start, from the first time that I spoke to him, I feel I wouldn't be anywhere near where I am today if it hadn't have been for that. So, not only in ham radio, but also my education, and the whole thing, it's greatly helped me. Because at my young age, I was just 10 years old, while everyone in ham radio just seemed to be so, so old. So, you know, it really helped me sort of see a pathway into ham radio. He was there for me with open arms. He took me under his wing, and I'm forever grateful for that. So I just want to say thank you, Captain. And I'll pass back to Kathy, K6SUN from 2WK0 Yankee Hotel.
Thank you so much, Declan, for staying up and sharing your memories. And you'd have to see his station here with all his computers. He was always connected to every mode, watching you know, if anyone talked too long, if anyone got stuck or keyed up, and he was there to disconnect them. He was always there. And like everyone is saying, if someone made the call out to him, he would always answer if he was able. Here recently, he didn't, because his voice was going. And so he didn't do too much of answering, but that was his whole life. Ham radio was a big part of his life, as well as music. So I'm glad that he gave you that, Declan. And he appreciates so much for what you and your family have done for South Cars. So thank you for being here tonight. All right, I'm going to break with you so you can get yourself to bed, and school's early in the morning. I'm going to call back to Roger for him to make comments, and then I'm going to start asking for some check-ins. So W4RFJ, are you ready to make some comments?
This is W4RFJ. Yes, ma'am. I am here. You know, I'm sitting here and very impressed with what I've heard so far, but you know, I've been close friends with you and Gordon for many years since he first started the conference, SCARS. And the one thing that I admire most, and there's a lot of qualities that I'm really might be going over fast, but the biggest one that I caught on to that impressed me was the fact that he led by example, you know. What he was teaching, he lived by, and that just elevated him right up there as far as I was concerned. That's about all I've got to say. Both Jonathan and Sean are on the phone still. They are listening, so I've got their mics open so that they can talk to each other. So I'm going to go ahead and unkey and go back into listen mode, and thank you very much, Admiral Sunshine, for doing what you do. This is W4RFJ, and good night to many, Chief.
Well, thank you so much, Roger, and you know, this I knew was going to be hard for me tonight. It would have been his birthday, but it's also only been a little over a month, and you know, picked up his remains the beginning of January, and they're here, but I actually put them in the shape of a Bible with his name on it and his birth date and his the day of his death. And so the funny part of it is Sassy goes up there and sniffs, and so she must know something, that he is with us. I know he's with us. It's just not physical, and I do miss him terribly. So, but I want to thank both Sean and Jonathan for being here tonight. But I do want to tell everyone that Gordon tried for years with Jonathan to get him licensed, and he just didn't want to do it. So, you know, I'm glad we could get them here as third-party traffic, and you know, I may try with Sean, because it's a good way to communicate. And I'm not there as often as I used to be, but I do listen, and I am there. So with that, I'm going to actually make the call out there for anybody anywhere that would like to check in.
Victor Alpha 3, Juliet Yankee Echo.
KA0, GYF.
N4FTD.
Kilo Delta 4, Oscar Rick India, Pete.
Whiskey Delta 5, Kilo Alpha Echo.
Kilo 2, Hotel America.
Kilo Echo 6, Charlie Zulu Hotel.
All right, I'm going to stop you there, but it was the last station I did not catch. So can you come back with your call once again so I can write it down?
Yeah. That was Kilo 06, Charlie Zulu Hotel, KE6CZH.
All right, I may have it, I may not. So if I give your call sign wrong, just I apologize. It was breaking up a little bit. But let me go to the first station. And this is a very good friend. In the upper area of Canada that is also cold like Sean. So, Jay, you now have heard Sean on the air because I know you ask about him quite often. So you've heard him on the air. So come aboard, Jay, and share what your memories are about Gordon.
Well, thanks, Kathleen. K6SUN, DA3JYE. Well, good evening to everyone. It's Jay here, and we are in central Ontario, Canada, about 100 miles north of Toronto. And quickly there, we have a temperature here of 10 degrees, minus 10 degrees Celsius. And not sure what that is in Fahrenheit, but put it to you this way, it's pretty cold, and we got about 2 to 3 inches of snow on the ground. Thanks, Kathleen. The one thing I'd like to say, when I met Gordon, it was kind of a, well, not a strange way, but I joined the SCARS conference here and got to know everybody, you know, participated in the nets and so on. And then what happened, the cancer showed up, actually two different types, prostate and bladder cancer. And that was probably about 4 years ago when that started. I was talking to Gordon just at that time, a little bit off and on a Friday night, and ever since he found out that I had cancer, we talked for the next, well, almost 4 years, every Friday night without missing a beat. And he was always interested in my wellness, my treatments. And we would get talking sometimes, and sometimes he'd even send me some emails on different, you know, procedures and so on and so forth, and information that he had found. And we did that right up until the pretty much just before the day that he passed. Let me reset. We talked a lot about other things there too as well, but he was mainly interested in my health. And some nights, I know maybe I was a little upset about how things were going and so on and so forth, and this, that, and the other. And Gordon, he just took it all in stride, and when we talked, he just calmed me right down. And we talked about it, talked it out, and boy, I'll tell you, it was really, really, it really, really felt good to get a lot of things off my chest. And me and Gordon did that, well, for almost 4 years, and that. So long story short, I have had a recent CT scan, and my operation to remove my bladder and prostate was back last January. And I've had a CT scan recently, and I'm very happy to report I know Gordon would be is listening, and he would be happy about the results there too. That there is at this time there is no cancer that can be found, and that's after battling two different kinds of cancer, like I mentioned. And because of that, that puts me 1 year in remission, and we're looking forward, of course, to many, many more. And I know Gordon, if he was around today, that he would be ecstatic. And I know he's listening, and so I know he's happy, and he's with me, and so that's why I wanted to say that. But anyway, it was a bit of reset. BA3JYE returning. And anyway, we talked without a beat every Friday night for almost 4 years. And like I say, we did talk about other stuff too as well. Morris Code, he got me going on the Morris Code and sent me some links and programs that would help me in my Morris Code learning, and we're very thankful for that, and he was always interested in that. But what he was really, really interested in was my health, and I really appreciate that. And I'm going to miss him. Man, oh man, we're all going to miss him. And especially those Friday nights. I've never met a person quite like Gordon and that until I joined the conference here, and that we started talking and about my health and everything like that there. And we really, really appreciate that, the time that I've spent with Gordon. So I wanted to mention that, and thanks, Kathleen, for letting me say that. I appreciate that. And I will now just be riding along with you and see what hear what everyone else has got to say. Thank you for letting me say that, Kathleen. I appreciate that. K6SUNBA3JYE. Back to you there, Kathleen.
Well, thank you so much, Jay. You know, I remember the calls, and there were times that it was an hour and a half you guys would talk, usually on a Friday night, usually between 5:30 and 6. And usually if he saw you connected, but you weren't calling him, he was calling you. So, you know, he enjoyed those talks. He enjoyed helping you out, but listening. And you know, always know I was in the background. I always heard the conversation. So I'm glad that you two had that friendship, and I'm glad that he was able to make it better for you. But we are very excited to know that you are now cancer-free. It's been a long battle for you, and I am so glad that you are free of cancer. Try to stay warm up there in Canada. Like I tell my son, try to stay warm. So with that, I'm going to go to my next station, which I've known for a very long time. It's KA0GYF. Doug, thanks for being here. And you have a lot you can share about Gordon. Actually, you knew about the very first time that you saw he and I walking at a ham fest. So, Doug, come aboard and share your memories.
Hi, this is Doug in Fort Myers, Florida. Kathy, that's on my list, the imprint on my brain, that moment at the Orlando Ham Fest when I saw Gordon and Kathy holding hands for the first time. That's long before any romance was announced. And I know exactly where I was standing. I know exactly what direction I was walking. And there they were. And I just froze. And then a new Gordon story begins. Yeah, I got to meet Gordon via a neighbor, N4FTD, at the very beginning of Echolink. And that's long before Softcar's VoIP. And That was in the when he lived in DeLand, Florida, and the repeater of choice that you could contact via Echolink was the KD4UTV repeater. Now, those of you interested in building your own RF link to Echolink, VHF, UHF, they're still online. I just checked. If you type in to on your browser, do an image search on KY6V Echolink, you will see the interface with the 2N222 transistor, which we all used back in the day. Then I got to be here at the very beginning of South Cars, and what a blast that was. Now, the oldest story that I like to share about KY6V was where he was during that Miami hurricane. He was a television engineer, and he was practically underground in a transmitter bunker in East Dade County. And his radio and television expertise is second to none. And we all owe him a lot. And then there was that time I saw Gordon and Kathy holding hands. Yikes. KA0GYF, Fort Myers. Thank you, Kathy.
Well, thank you so much, Doug. Yeah, I knew you would remember that. I think it was you and N4FTD. We were a little shocked about that. So, but, you know, I first met him at the Melbourne Ham Fest, and I still have that picture. Looking back at that picture, you know, I sort of laugh at what I used to look like. No longer have short hair, so it's no longer dark either. So, but I'm so glad you could be here tonight, and I'm so glad that you were such a friend to Gordon. You know, we don't hear you as often on the nets anymore, but you always were listening, and you were always, you know, at times contacting him. So I thank you for your friendship. And actually, I think further on in this net, Mr. Dave over there in the UK is going to be taking over as NCS, and I think he has a little plan for that, what you're talking about. Actually, I found the other day a newspaper article of him up in that tower during Andrew, I think it was. So, yeah, I have that. And then we also have, I think, a YouTube. So thank you, Doug, for everything that you've done for South Cars and for being such a valuable friend to Gordon and I. And you have a wonderful evening. So with that, I'm going to go to my next station, which is N4FTD, another great friend. Paul, come aboard. Share with us your memories.
Yeah, thanks, Kathy. This is N4FTD in North Fort Myers. And I've got a long list of memories, and it's been great listening to everyone else share theirs, too. A lot of overlap with some of the stories I've heard so far. It was great hearing Jonathan talk. And Jonathan, you don't know this probably, but I first met you in DeLeon Springs at your house. I came up there to visit with your dad, and you were like 5 years old. So that's just crazy thinking about that. And I can't remember if you were with us or not, but I went with your dad to some kind of a Cajun concert somewhere in DeLand, I think. And I think you were there too, running around during that concert. Like you said, lots of overlap with music and amateur radio. And I just have a long list here, but I want to echo what Doug said. I was standing right next to Doug when we came around the corner, and there was Gordon, and there was this gal on his arm. And Gordon was strutting around like a peacock with a smile so big it just lit up everything. And that's when we first got to meet Kathy for the first time face to face. Also, we knew that there was something going on, but he was so secretive about he and Kathy. And like Doug said, we were just flabbergasted to see him strutting around the Orlando Hamcation. I just get a chuckle every time I think about that. Lots of other memories, but I want to just say in summary that Gordon always made me, and everyone else is saying the same thing, always made me feel like he was so interested in me and what I was asking or what I was saying. He was so curious and interested in everybody he spoke with. But even though that was true, he always made you feel like he was interested right now in everything you had to say. He just always felt like he just put you there right in the top of his list. That's what I'll always remember about him. As he used to say about others, he was a ham's ham and quite a mentor and teacher. So thank you, Gordon, and thank you, Kathy, for giving me a chance to talk about Gordon. Back to you from N4FTD.
Well, you know, Paul, it's nice hearing from all my old friends. You know, I've been a member of South Cars since 2008, thinking about that, and I was with Gordon not too long after that, thinking, that's 17 years ago, you know, and, you know, we've all aged, we've all changed, but we all still are involved in the ham radio hobby. And, you know, as I'm going through his equipment, seeing some of his equipment, which is just tremendous, boxes and boxes of it, and trying to figure out what I'm going to do with it all. I know I'm going to have help from some of the hams with it. And that was Gordon's wish, that when he did pass, that radio equipment would be sold and given to me, you know. So he provided for me very well, as he did for Jonathan and Sean and all of his friends. So I really thank everyone for being here and sharing their thoughts and their comments tonight, because it's meant a great deal to me, as well as it's meant to Jonathan and Sean. Even though Sean was not around Gordon as much as Jonathan, he still loved him, and he still cared for him, so as all of us have. So I'm going to go to my next station, which is Mr. KD0, I think it's 0, OVI, KD4OVI. He's also a longtime friend of Gordon's from the same area. I think he lives in Deltona, and he would always be a person that would call on the radio for Gordon. I would hear him constantly calling, and sometimes he came back, sometimes he didn't. But, Pete, share what you would like to share about your dear friend Gordon.
This is Joe Delta for Oshkosh, India, coming to you from north of Orlando, city is Orange City. Yeah, I remember we having a couple of get-togethers. One of them was in D-Land, and one of them was at a horse race track, somewhere close where he his residence in North D-Land. And one thing I've always admired him and given some facts about the EchoLink. He helped me a couple of times finding things that would enhance my capabilities of being on the internet on EchoLink. And it was a wonderful get-together. And Dylan, we planned it out pretty well with the help of him. And also the get-together at the I think it's one of them, the wagons that you have, that you put behind the horse. I don't know what they call it anymore, I forgot. Anyway, at that racetrack, we had a good get-together, having a breakfast there. And, that was a real good place to have a breakfast, right at the horse ranch there, up there in north of D-Land. And I appreciate every facet of his intellect, which we always discussed the commercial end of it. I was in electronics for many, many years, 20 years that is, in medical electronics, and there was just so much similarity between that electronical field and then also in a radio sense. Let me pause here. The similarities are because the technology involved in that, there are similarities in radio that lend itself into the medical field. So some of the operations are equivalent to distinguish some things, distinguish some cells into its entirety. It produced the capabilities of white and red blood cells being counted and thereby deriving one sickness, which this machine would exemplify. And it's the same story in radio. We have some very fine, excellent people in our career field, as far as amateur radio is concerned. And it really was a pleasure being associated with Gordon KY63. I always appreciate his knowledge and his input. From Kilo Delta 4, Oscar Richard, you're back in the control.
All right. Thank you so much, Pete. And when you talk about, I remember, it's a long time ago, where you got a lot of hams together for, it wasn't breakfast, I don't think. I think it was lunch, and we got together at, some place up there. One of the times that we must have been up there on a weekend or something, I remember going to that restaurant and you had arranged it. So don't hear you too much on the radio anymore, though, but I'm not always here, but I always try to listen. And lately I've been trying to connect a little more because that was Gordon's passion, and I needed to be involved in some of that. But thank you so much, Pete, for being a good friend and for being there long time before I met him. So, and thanks for being here tonight and sharing your memories. All right, I'm going to pick up my next station, which I know has a lot to share. He was one of the originals who got SCARS, South SCARS, started the VOIP, and I know he has a lot to share. Bill? WD5KAE. Thanks for being here tonight. I appreciate you so much. Why don't you share some of the things you'd like to share about your memories of Gordon?
Thank you, Kathy. This is Whiskey Delta 5 Kilo Alpha Echo. I'm Bill. I'm located in Lancaster, South Carolina, which is about 40 miles south of Charlotte. Gordon and I go back a long way. We first met on South SCARS HF frequency. I was a data manager for South SCARS at the time, and he was one of the NCSs on Friday morning. He took the first shift, and later on I joined him. We had EchoLink, and I had access to the database, and he would contact, and he'd take a list, and he and I would share on EchoLink behind the scenes, and then he, a little bit later, we did that for a couple of years, and then he said, I've got a bee in my bonnet. I'm going to reset Whiskey Delta 5 Kilo Alpha Echo. He says, we can make this EchoLink work, So he was the brains behind everything, and Kathy used a word a while ago that aptly described him. He was passionate about ham radio, and when he set his eyes on starting VOIP with SCARS, he spent hours and hours and hours behind the scenes before we ever went live on that January day, 2008. And I really was in the background and was a cheerleader. He was the brains, and he knew where he wanted to go, and he just took the bull by the horns. He worked it all out. He worked with Michael up in Michigan to get on his reflector and his node up there. He just was absolutely passionate about it, and he, in every sense of the word, it was his baby. Y'all call him Captain. I never called him Captain, but the VOITV was his baby, and he was there. And like Kathy and others have mentioned, on occasion, I hadn't been as faithful to call him as I did, as I once did. There was a time we talked every day, either on the radio or via email. But when I called him, he was always there. It was amazing. I'm going to reset again. But, Kathy, I could go on and on. K2HA, Fred, has asked me to maybe to write something down. I want to do that when I can get a little minute and get my head together. And a lot of the stuff, the paper copies, I'm sorry to say I've thrown away, but there's a lot that I've kept. I've got the first logs on the first day that we operated. I've got a lot of that. And Gordon and I met at the at a Valdosta get together for South Cars. I'm not really sure when it was, but it was when we were still in the HF mode, I think, before VIP started. But I was delighted, and we kept talking about going fishing. If Jonathan is still on, Jonathan was in high school when we first talked, before he went to Stetson, and I would always keep up with him when he got his doctorate. Gordon and I talked. He was proud of you, Jonathan. If you don't know that, he was very, very proud of you. Kathy, I could go on, but I'm find myself getting a little emotional, so maybe I better hang up. This is Whiskey Delta 5, Kilo Alpha Echo, back to K6, SUN.
And I guess I better ID. I haven't done that in a while. This is Kilo 6, Sierra United, November. You know, Bill, when Gordon passed, I thought of his friends, letting his friends know. And I tried as much as I could to think of those people that really should know if this had happened. And it was you and Ron Halteman that I thought of first. I had to search up emails, though. You know, I think I searched it on Gordon's computer to be able to send it, because I think Ron changed his email. So, you know, I thought of the people that needed to know, that may not have known, and it was difficult for me. It was a hard time right there at the beginning. It was hard on Jonathan and I, the way it happened. And so it's been a long road for both he and I. We have our days where it's just emotional, like you said. And you heard me at the beginning. If you weren't here at the beginning, it was emotional for me. And I knew that was probably going to happen. But there's days that I just, like last night, I couldn't sleep, and all I kept thinking is, how am I going to do this net tomorrow? What am I going to say? And am I going to be okay? So I know the feeling. It's hard when you think of him. He was such a wonderful person. And, you know, the final days, he would say, my mind is good, but my body has gone south. And that's what he would tell people. So, all right. Thank you so much, Bill, for sharing anything. And I hope maybe that you'll keep in touch with me from time to time as well. So let me call on Mr. Fred, K2HA, so he can share his memories.
Well, thank you, Kathy. You're doing a fantastic job. This is Fred, K2HA, the happy amateur here in Broomall, Pennsylvania. And I was bouncing back and forth between Florida. I lived in Winter Springs. And I had a condo up here in Pennsylvania, Havertown, Pennsylvania. And so I was in the condo one day, and I had my handheld. I was on 70 centimeters and just scanned the band. And and I heard these people from Florida talking on 70 centimeters. I said, this is fantastic propagation. Well, it was Kathy and Gordon. And clear as a bell. And so I had to find out what in the world was going on. And so I discovered they were coming over a local repeater in Newtown Square. And so I found out about the SCARS conference. And so I started listening to the rag tube on Saturday and Sunday night. And I discovered there was, people would say, is anybody there? And they would try to check in, but there was nobody to take their check-in. So I just started doing it. I started taking check-ins. This was back in August of, 2015. No, actually earlier than that. It was in the summer of 2015. And so I just kept on doing it. And people responded. And so every Saturday and Sunday, I would show up and just be, I called myself a host rather than net control. And then I got an email. Let me reset this, K2HA. Okay, this is K2HA, and we're honoring KY60, who is a silent key, and the brains behind this fantastic net that we have through the SCARS conference on all of those digital connections that started on VoIP. But anyway, I got this email from KY6E, and it's right in front of me, and it says, hey, Fred, thanks for your involvement. Maybe we should offer you the position of RagChu Net Manager. Let's talk about that. And then he signed a G, which he normally did. Fantastic. Well, we did talk, and so what he wanted me to do was to share it around with lots of people, other nets, and we tried that for a while, and but the ranks were getting thin in the net controls, so whenever I couldn't get one, I did the net. Well, it's been going on like that now for over 10 years, and so I greatly appreciate his guidance, and let me tell you, what Bill said about him is that it is his baby. Let me tell you, this was his baby. He was listening all the time, and just like everyone else, if when I called him, he was usually there. I could be in the grocery store talking to somebody about ham radio, and then I'd say, oh, let me demonstrate. And I'd get on my cell phone, and we'd call Gordon. He'd talk to him. It was fantastic. Resetting, K2HA. Okay, and so one time I suggested a change in the wording of the preamble, a change about the wording that said short time. And boy, I tell you, we got into a little bit of a he was not going to let go of that wording. And after I relented and said, okay, you know, you're doing fine and everything, then I got an email back and says, I consider this this conversation closed. And so he really took ownership of Scars. And the captain behind the scenes, guiding everything, and putting all the time and doing the website. Oh yeah, all the changes and building, and he did a fantastic job in keeping it all up to date, linking to all kinds of other types of ham radio information. And I greatly appreciate Gordon. I miss him tremendously, and you know that he was always there for me, and I did visit him in his home, and I was very pleased to be able to do that. Thank you, Kathy, for all that you have done and all the fantastic meals that you made for Gordon. He always was thrilled with the food that you had made for him. Always a wonderful dish. Okay, this is Fred K2HA. Back to you, Kathy. This is Fred K2HA over to K6SUN.
Well, thank you so much, Fred. And thanks for everything you do with the Rag Twos. I know that you enjoy doing it, but, you know, sometimes it's probably also difficult for you. You do it 2 days in a row. But, you know, I was with South Cars from about 2008, from almost the beginning. I was licensed in June of 2008, and, you know, South Cars, the VOIP, came about January 5th, 2008. So it wasn't too long after it came about that I actually became licensed. And I know through the years that I have been involved, we have changed so many things. We started off having nets in all locations, the Pacific. We had it for Australia. We had it for Russia. They were different names. And then it got to the point we changed the names because some of the nets were getting low participation. You know, I remember doing a lot of nets. Gordon and I would do them together. I always enjoyed doing the Santa Express. Some of your old ones know about the Santa Express. It was very funny. And if any of you have availability that you can see the podcast from years back, you can actually listen to a lot of that. They go way back to when it first started. All right. Thank you so much, Fred. I'm going to call on, I think it is WA3LXD, Dave. I believe that was the person who was coming in. Why don't you come aboard and share any comments you have?
Well, thank you, Kathy, and good evening to everyone on the net. And happy birthday, Gordon. I learned tonight that Gordon was a musician, and that now makes the connectivity to what a excellent CW operator he was. A lot of musicians connect with the CW with the timing and the tempo and what have you. Words like Gordon being the ham's ham, professional, great sense of humor, engineer. I very much enjoyed our QSOs on the conference regarding his career as an engineer in the TV station and working on a few projects on the digital connectivity. And, you know, Gordon would be a guy that wanted to thoroughly understand what he was dealing with. He's an engineer. And, you know, when you're talking to him about it, you need to be on your toes, because he'd pretty much start with the atomic structure of what it is you're talking about and take it all the way to what is this DMR? But very many enjoyable conversations. Living south of me, I'm Dave in north central Florida in the Ocala National Forest. I'd talk to him when hurricane season would happen, and I'd say, Gordon, you know, remember, it's one if by land, two if by sea, you know, because you're south of me, and I need to have the appropriate warning. Great memories, great QSOs, and this certainly will be missed. Back to you, Kathleen.
All right. Thank you so much, Dave. I don't know if we've ever talked, because the call sign doesn't look familiar. Your voice sounds familiar, but your call sign doesn't. So, yeah, he was a great person. And it's hard thinking he's gone, you know. Every time I get up in the morning, I come out here, or when I'm in bed, I say, why are you still up? Why are you still working on that computer? I still think he's here. Like I said, he's here in spirit, and he's here watching over me a bit. I still think he's here because he was always on that computer till wee hours in the morning, usually working on a website or something else. So, you know, that ham radio was his passion. Morse code, too. I never got too much involved, and he bought me a key, but never got too much involved in it. And I have not yet been able to find those keys. So they got to be somewhere out in the garage. So hopefully I'll find them someday. So the last person I had on the list, and I'm not sure if I have the call sign right, but it was KE6, and I'm not sure how it ended. Are you still out there? If so, I'd like you to come aboard.
Yes, the call is KE6CZH, and I just want to say, new to the net, and my condolences to the Southern T-Ham. I found all these talk groups, you know, coming to you via M17. Found some of these talk groups on M17 net thing here, and my name is Robert, located in Fontana, California. Back over to you.
Well, great. Thanks for coming aboard. You know, Gordon was born in Hilo, Hawaii, Hawaiian Islands, around the time of Pearl Harbor. And the story is, after his dad, I think, was an engineer too, and they left Hawaii and went to San Francisco. So he spent, I don't know how many years out there, but I just recently got his DD-214, couldn't find the original copy, but did send away and get one to find about his naval history. And to look at the picture of him way back then, he entered the service in 1954 and exited 57. So, and it was probably, he was still living out there in California. So thanks for coming aboard and connecting this evening. It's been a pleasure. Okay, so that's the end of my list. I also have another net control who is out there. I'm going to call on him to see if he wants to take over or if he wants me to continue. But I do hope anybody that's connected that have stories to tell will actually come aboard. So GW8SZL. Are you out there? Do you want me to continue a little more, or you want to take over?
K6SUN from GW8SNL. Dave over here in Newport, South Wales. Now, I don't mind. I'm awake. I'm drinking Death Wish coffee. If you would like to continue, please continue, and I'll pick up when you feel you want to pass it over to me. I'm just listening along to the net. So the decision is yours there, Kathy. K6SUN from GW8SZL.
All right, Dave, let me take it a little while longer to see if any of these stations I see who I've known for a while will come aboard and chat with me. And the person, Nasty, I think it's Nasty. It says Tony, though. No, it isn't. Nasty, I know that who you are. Haven't heard from you in a long time. Hopefully you'll come aboard and check in. Let me pause for just a moment.
Yes, please put me down as a check-in, and I do have a small story.
All right, I had to cough there. Nasty, I'll put you down, but let's see if there's anyone else after Nasty that would like to come aboard. Nasty, the last time I didn't know you lived in Wyoming, so that's if I'm thinking of the same person. So anyone anywhere want to come aboard and share their stories, I ask that you come aboard with your suffix.
Juliet Yankee Echo, recheck.
Kilo Delta Zero, Charlie Delta Quebec, Mike.
Sierra Echo Zulu. Sierra Echo Zulu.
Echo Whiskey Golf.
All right, I'll start with these stations, and some of these stations I was hoping would check in. So, N0STY, Nasty, where have you been, and why haven't you been around? So come aboard and share your stories. Stop here.
Well, first of all, Kathy, Miss Sunshine, my condolences to you. Hearing of Gordon's passing was shocking to me, to say the least. Now, where have I been? What have I been doing? Well, I do live in Wyoming now, which is where I originally came from. You guys, when I was talking with you in Net Control with the scars, I was in Colorado. I do not really have a ham shack here in Wyoming. And so I don't get to use stuff very much anymore. I get the emails, and I saw this was coming, and I didn't want to miss it. I'm going to go ahead and reset. So we were talking about stories about Gordon, and so far I've enjoyed everybody's stories. And Gordon was a very matter-of-fact guy and really on top of his stuff. But the Friends Ham Radio Network wouldn't have ever come around if it wouldn't have been for Gordon, because Gordon is the one who talked me into visiting with Mike as well and getting the Friends Ham Radio Network set up through him. I don't do a lot with the Friends Ham Radio Network. It is still connected. You still hear me when you connect to it, etc. But I haven't had a chance to do much with it. I'm in Wyoming. I have a handful of grandkids here. Seven to be precise, and it's been a crazy rocky road. I had open heart surgery this year and had my aorta replaced with a vinyl hose. I am doing well and am ready to take on the world continued. You can usually find me out near Wapiti, which is just a few miles outside Yellowstone National Park, which is where I prefer to spend my time. But I am in Powell, Wyoming currently. With all that being said, this is November Zero, Sierra Tango Yankee, Nasty, here in Wyoming.
Well, seven grandkids. Wow. I all of a sudden got four grandkids, like overnight. Wonderful kids. Wouldn't know what I would do without them. I have a wonderful daughter-in-law, and of course, I have a wonderful son. And I have a wonderful stepson as well. So, it was hard, still hard on me, but his health was failing. He could barely walk, and he had problems with legs and feet, and he wouldn't eat. So he fell, fractured his hip. They did surgery on his hip. But he would not move after that. He would not eat. And I think the non-movement had infection set in. And that's what they attributed to his death. And his heart failing was that was the surgery itself. So it's hard. I thought he would be around forever. But that wasn't meant to be, I guess. So there's times I'm doing okay. I'm still a teacher. I still work. And at some point I will retire, Nasty, and move up to Michigan to be with my family, to leave the Florida nice warm weather and head to the nasty cold weather. But I need to spend probably the rest of my life around family. And they're looking forward to it as well. So, but I'm still teaching, and I'll probably do that for a couple more years. So hopefully you'll keep in touch. I'll check you out on QRZ, and if there's an email, I'll keep in touch with you. But you have a wonderful day, and thanks so much for being here and sharing your thoughts. And I do remember the friends. That's why I was going to say something about friends. So I do remember that. So thanks for all your comments. Okay, with that, I'm going to go and pick up Mr. J once again.
K6 SUN VA3JYE. Thanks, Kathleen. There's one thing that I didn't mention when I first come on there. Gordon's birthday is the same year and or is the same date as my dad. That would be the January the 21st today, and I didn't know if you knew that or not. I lost my dad about a good 10 years ago at the age of 94. And anyway, I just wanted, I didn't know if you knew that or not, but I just wanted to mention that. And happy birthday to my friend Gordon. And I know with me anyway, and everybody else, he will be sadly missed. And I'm really going to miss old Friday night rag chews that I have with him. Anyway, thanks, Kathleen. I'll pass it back to you, VA3JYE.
Yes, Jay, I knew because I think I heard you saying that, I don't know whether it was recently or maybe it was a year ago or so. I remember you saying that, and if I recall, your dad had prostate cancer, something like that. And but I do remember that they shared that birthday. So, yeah. You know, just recently got the thing in the mail to renew license on the extra car, which hasn't been driven since my son drove it in 2024. So I decided I wanted to give it to the veterans, the car. And so that license, you know, I had to take the license plate off and had to turn it into the tax collector and everything. But always think about that when it comes in the mail. It'd come right around that birthday that he had to turn that in. So thanks again, Jay, for all you do for South Cars and for what you did for Gordon and being such a good friend of his. So I'm going to pass with you and continue your good health, but do keep me posted. I try to keep you posted about Sean, and he's been out there in terrible, nasty weather, working maybe 16 hours a day plowing snow, so you know the feeling. So let me pass it over to Katie Zero CDQ. Mike, known you a long time, but you probably have some stories you'd like to share as well. Please come aboard.
This is KD Zero CDQ, Mike here. Kathy, I too was licensed in 2008, and I remember the first contact I had with you and with Gordon when we were trying to get together to help people get their license. We were doing licensing classes on the air, and a lot of people who, you know, it helps them, gives them a little courage to go ahead and take those tests when somebody's nice to them and simple with them. Now, when I first ran into Gordon, his deep, clear radio voice caught me. There's no one else that I have heard except some newsmen that has such deep, clear radio voices that Gordon had. And his laughter, when he would laugh, it would light up the whole room. I'm never going to forget Gordon. Now, I'm 85 years old, So I'm pretty close there. So soon I'll probably be seeing Gordon somewhere. But the laughter he had and the natural radio voice. I know that came from working with CBS. Somehow it came to him. But the testing was interesting because it was hard for me to do that. We had to look up questions that might be used and give a good explanation for the answers and help people remember what the answers were. That was always a fun thing to do. And Kathy, I remembered your assistance helping me get started with Gordon. And I'm looking at I wrote some notes down here. Somehow on the internet, I found a picture of Gordon, and it must have been Jonathan with him. They're both playing guitars, and they're sitting in a living room. And somehow that picture will never come out of my mind. I remembered seeing the two of them sitting on comfortable chairs and stroking on guitars, and that's going to be my memory of it because that's the only picture I've ever seen of Gordon. And Jonathan was with him. It's a memorable picture that I will always carry with me. I'm looking to see if there's any other notes here. It's good to hear Fred on there. And keep in mind that on Saturday, the SSIN at noon, I'll still be doing that. I'm doing that again this Saturday. I'll be doing that program on SCARS. And I enjoy doing that. It becomes a little difficult sometimes, because some of the people I don't know, and I try to make conversation with them, but those names that I know, and I see you here, I saw some of your names today. It's good to hear from you. It's good to have that contact. And we're really not that far away from Gordon. He's not far away. We're not far from him. And the time will come when we will rejoin again. And I'll get to see Gordon, not only hear his beautiful voice and his laughter, but see him in the flesh. I'm waiting for that day.
All right, Mike, you timed out. I'm the first time up for tonight. Oh, my goodness. So he's still timed out. But Mike, CDQ, actually was the, I don't think he was a manager of it, but he ran the classes. Okay, he's back. Mike, you timed out. You want to continue your conversation?
Well, Kathy, not really. When I get on the air, I just enjoy it so much, and I don't do it too often because down here in Texas, I haven't really gotten in with the Society of Radio Operators. I'm busy with the Salvation Army too much, and that's what keeps me busy down here. I get to see so many teenagers and homeless people that are traveling the highways and they come south for the winter. And I see them with the Salvation Army and I enjoy being with them. I enjoy letting them share. Nothing's more important to me than letting them share whatever they want to talk about and I just listen in and give them some encouragement. And that's what life is all about, encouraging others. I'm going to let it go before it drops again. God bless you all. This is KD0CDQ Mike and I'll see you again Saturday at noon Eastern time on the SSIN program. God bless. KD0CDQ.
Well, thank you, Mike, for doing what you do for the Salvation Army and also for SCARS. And usually the SSIN, I guess, you know, people around noon are busy doing other things, and it's a little quieter net, but I know you and Dave and maybe some of the others can keep it going by just talking. Sometimes it doesn't go very long because there's nobody there. But you're still making that effort. And like I was saying, you were pretty much the class person that would be, I don't think we had a name for you, but I remember doing those classes and actually Paul, who I'm going to be calling next, probably remembers those classes too. We'd do it two by two. It was always Gordon and myself. And then we'd take so many questions and go through the questions. I remember that. That went on for years. And so you were a big part of that. So thanks for doing that. All right. I'm going to call on my good friend Paul, N1SCZ. He, I believe, lives in Marco Island, south of me, and has been a good friend for a very, very long time. So, Thank you for being here, Paul. I really appreciate it. So what would you like to share about Gordon?
Oh, good evening, Kathy, and it's great to hear your voice and to talk to you. Gordon, I don't know what to say about Gordon. I loved Gordon. Absolutely. He's had this bigger-than-life personality. He was brilliant. He was kind. He was funny, warm, generous. He was a teacher. He was a mentor. And as Mike brought up, he had this infectious laugh. And I just, I've got two things to share. One of them was we were doing a net. Let me just drop it here. I don't want to time. We were doing a net. I believe it might have been one of the Thursday night nets. And this was at a time when it was not public knowledge of you and Jordan being a couple, Gordon being a couple. And I don't remember the context, but there was a point and I was transmitting and I told some kind of a joke about women up in Connecticut using the tails of squirrels as earrings. And I believe you and Gordon used to connect from different rooms in the house or something like that. But for some reason, whatever the joke was that I said tickled Gordon so much, he just started laughing. And you could hear him in the other room. And I don't know if anybody other than myself picked up on it, but I just remember this smile on my face hearing Gordon laughing. I'll drop it once more. And just the other thing I'd like to say was that the last time I spoke to Gordon, and as people have noted, all you needed to do was connect to the node, call for his call sign, and boom, he would be there. And the last time I did speak to him, I had had a triple bypass, and it crossed my mind one day, you know, I got to share this story with Gordon because he would be really interested in this, which he was interested in everything. And it was, my whole experience was kind of bizarre and had these twists and turns to it. And I think we spoke for about an hour. And I think towards the end of it, he goes, "Oh, what's wrong with me? I should have been recording this the whole time so I could have played it back for Kathy." And that was pretty much it. So, very happy to be here. And I'll just, for safety once more, very happy to be here and be a part of this, remembering Gordon. We all know what an amazing man he was. And the world was a better place when he was here. With that, due to a long list of bizarre circumstances, I'm here in Florida, and I'll be checking out, and I'll be contacting you soon, Kathy. N1SEZ, back to net.
Okay, you got me wondering. Because of bizarre circumstances in South Florida, you're going to be checking out. I'm looking forward to this email, because now you got me wondering. I know you're not going to go back up north to Connecticut or that way because of the cold. You got me real curious. I know hurricanes have been in your area, and that's probably what you're talking about. But, Paul, I sort of remember, go back to when we were in Vero Beach, and you and your sister visited us, and you rented bikes. Do you remember that time? I'll turn it back to you.
Oh, of course. Of course I do. We spent quite a few days with you guys, not during the day while Beth and I were bike riding, but afterwards, every evening, we had a great time. And it was wonderful meeting both of you in person. And there's nothing. I just messed up. I was going to go back to when I used to do the net. I used to sign on and give my location as due to a long series of bizarre circumstances. I'm here in Danbury, Connecticut. And when we saw each other in person, you got to hear the story behind that long series of bizarre circumstances. So I tried to incorporate it here and didn't really work out that much.
All right, I got it. Yeah, you and I have been through a lot. I went through your situation, and you went through a situation, I think, with Sean as well. So, and actually, hopefully you were listening to him as he was talking. I don't know. He still may be listening. I know they were heading home. They were at a basketball game for my granddaughter, and I think that he was on his way home, but still listening. So hopefully you heard him talk, and Jonathan as well. You know, it meant a lot to them to be part of this, and I thank Roger very much for doing that. So thank you, Paul. Hopefully you'll keep in touch and let us know what's going on. I'm still available. Things have changed in my life. Still a teacher, but I do look quite a bit different. So I'll send you a message one of these times, just so you know how my life has changed. And it has drastically changed since December. So have a wonderful day, and enjoy. I think you have grandkids as well, so enjoy them. Enjoy your life. So with that, I'm going to pick up the last person I have on my list is EWG, Dave, over there in La Crosse, Wisconsin, which I'm sure is nice and chilly and snowy as well. Dave, please come aboard. Share anything you'd like to share about Gordon.
Well, thank you, Kathy. Good evening to you and everybody else on South Cars. KB9EWG here, Echo 2289 is my South Cars number. Currently it's 21 degrees here, Kathy. And, I remember joining South Cars. A friend of mine had told me about it there, and I came over and signed up and got my membership and joined it and got active on there and checking the nets. I was also pretty active into, I was doing a lot of DXing and getting different, different contests. I definitely was collecting QSL cards and everything else there, quite a bit, fairly active on HF DX at the time there. Currently, I don't have an HF antenna up, so I'm not so active right now, but I'm active with other things, with the testing and such. But anyways, I remember when I went to volunteer to join South Cars. I don't remember who I was talking to, but here comes Gordon to come welcome me there. He sounded almost humbled. That me with all the awards I'm winning and everything else, and as busy as I was, willing to come and help with the with the next year, and that just made me feel kind of special then, and he welcomed me in such a way there, and it just just a great personality and just so welcoming. I've always felt right at home ever since I've joined South Cars. And what amazed me is how Gordon would always jump feet first and full blown into whatever projects he was into there. I remember when I got Cole, he asked me to do the TIN about service dogs. And let me reset so I don't time it out here. And, he quizzed me quite a bit about what was going on with the training with Cole. And, of course, he did his homework also. And when he came up with the script for the TIN, he was spot on with everything that was going on there with the script. And, that was my first time I this whole TIN there, and I definitely enjoyed doing it. Of course, Mr. Cole has been a great part of my life ever since then as my service dog there. And just what a shock it was to hear that Gordon has left us there. I never got to meet him, and I wish I could have, but wonderful man, and some wonderful memories there from him now. K6SUN from KV9EWG.
Thank you, Dave. And yes, he's a person that could not be replaced. I can never replace the life we had and the type of person. I could not find another person. He was my second husband. My first husband, Sean's father, was totally the opposite. And it was a good life we had. It just ended way too soon. But Gordon was 12 years older than me, and he knew his time probably was getting close. It's just a sad thing to have happened. We'll go on. One day, like everyone is saying, we'll meet again. And I know he's there in spirit, and he's there watching over all of us, and he's actually listening to all this, which is one reason I told Dave I need to try to do this net tonight, because I was going to do this for him so that he could hear me once again. So thank you, everyone, for being here tonight and for allowing me to be your NCS for this time. But I'm now going to turn it over to the net manager, GW8 Sierra Zulu Lima, who is going to continue on. So you've talked to me. Please talk to Dave as well, so you can share some more memories. Thank you, everyone, for your kind thoughts and your memories. GW8 Sierra Zulu Lima, are you out there? If so, come back.
K6SUN from GW8SZL. I'm here there, Kathy. What a fantastic net. I only knew Gordon for just about the same length of time as Declan, but not half my life. He was a little bit older than Declan. And it's been great listening to all the memories of knowing him from years ago. I work closely with Gordon, behind the scenes and with various little projects there, but it's an absolutely fantastic net and a fantastic turnout there for Gordon's celebration of life net. Do you have anything further before I continue there, Kathy, from GW8SZL?
Well, the only thing I'm going to ask, Dave, is I'm probably going to disconnect, since I have to get up early like Declan, but I did want to listen to it as much as possible, and I know you've recorded it, so it will be a podcast. That's something Jonathan and Sean will want, as well as some of my other friends. So I'm going to let you continue, and hopefully you can take it as long as you can. But I know you were going to do a special little thing. I may just wait until you've done that, and then I'll probably be disconnecting. But thanks for being there. Thanks for everything you've been doing for me lately, and I enjoy our little chats. So the net is all yours now.
Yeah, K6SUN from GW8SZL. No problems whatsoever, and we can get we can use the same method to share the recording there as well that we done put with the previous one. So no problems with that at all. And I'm going to do my utmost to get this net up as a podcast. Today for me now, it's 4 minutes at 2 a.m. in the morning here in Wales in the UK. But thank you very much, there, Kathy, and. I could say great memories. I've really been enjoying the net there. A true celebration of Gordon's life there as well. Okay, this is W8SZL with the celebration of life net for Gordon, KY6V. I'm going to put a call out because Kathy wants to get off and go to bed. What I'm going to do I'm going to share some of my memories. They have so many. I could be talking for literally hours and hours and hours. But, Gordon, we started talking about 7 years ago. And he was a major inspiration in Declan's life. He really was. And Declan doing his first NCS there way back then when he was only 10. That's up on the podcast there. You can actually listen to that. And after that, he went on. Gordon inspired him to go on and do net control for other nets. And when he did the first net, his first ever net, Raf from Bermuda, 8 Papa 6 Romeo Romeo, was actually listening. He didn't check in. He was busy, but he actually was listening. And he emailed me later on that Saturday and asked if Declan would like to be the guest controller on the Caribbean Emergency Net. And he did that one, and he's got a post. He got a net control now on the Boredom Breaker net. Gordon was a real inspiration to Declan for sure. My main memories of Gordon: he was really enthusiastic about everything, under the sun. I was normally in the background there. I mean, he normally had chats or email virtually every day. Yeah, a couple of days maybe he'd missed them here and there. And I got to relate with Dave, WA3LXD, mentioned. He wanted to know the ins and outs of everything. He had a thirst for knowledge that was phenomenal. I was mainly involved with the technical side, the new mailing list, the DMR digital side as well. And we wanted to make that sort of like, future-proof it. So it's now got its on its own server in Miami, and it deals with all the digital side of things. But he wanted to know how it all worked, And we had loads and loads of great conversations. But his thirst for knowledge never, ever ceased, for sure. And regarding the I can't remember who mentioned it, about the WCIX TV tower. Gordon mentioned that to me ages ago as well, and we actually did a little bit of research, but Fred, K2HA, came up with a video that was posted on YouTube of it. And I thought, it's a pity we can't do a video over Echolink and All-Star. So I extracted part of the audio from that, which was an interview with actually Gordon shortly after the actual tower came down. Some of you might have actually seen the video. But for those who don't know, the WCIX TV tower was also known as the Miami Homestead TV tower. And it was 539 meters tall. That was 1,768 feet. And on August the 24th, 1992, when Hurricane Andrew passed through, Gordon and a colleague were actually working in the shack that was based at the base of the actual tower. Of course, when Hurricane Andrew actually struck that, it took the whole tower down, and it actually went and over the top of the roof of the building where Gordon and his colleague was in. And luckily, this building was built really well built, and nobody got injured. But the tower was totally destroyed. And later on, shortly afterwards, after Hurricane Andrew passed through, he just said he did an interview with Channel 6, and I managed to extract that interview, I'm going to play it for you now. And even though after something as traumatic as that, you can hear it in Gordon's voice, that it didn't faze him at all. So stand by, I'm going to click on a button, and I'm going to play that. It's a couple of minutes long.
What happened?
Well, basically, about 4:30, we heard this loud crash, and it came down across the front of the building, and we thought something large had fallen off the tower. We didn't expect that it was the tower itself, and we couldn't get out the door because of the pressure of the storm for at least an hour. And by about 6, we were starting to get a little light. The pressure was dropping off. We opened up this door and saw this hanging down there and said, "Holy mackerel." It was scary.
Were you worried about, as far as dealing with the storm itself right before the tower happened, Was there any concern for your own safety at that time?
No, not really, but it was really blowing down here. Things were rocking and rolling all over the parking lot and so on. You could see out through the windows. But we weren't, we felt very secure.
Did it shake? I mean, did it...
No, the building didn't shake. Well, the building shook when this came down across it, of course, but that was the only time that the building moved at all. The building is quite solid.
What does it sound like? I mean, is there a sound that you can just compare it to?
No, I can't tell you on the falling, but I can say this, that when the wind was reported at about 165 miles an hour, it was whistling through the tower when the tower was still up like a choo-choo train. I mean, it was making a loud noise like there was a train coming right through the parking lot, which is normal even in a light blow. You know, the wind going through here just whistles and howls, but when it's 165 miles an hour, you really hear it.
Were you guys stuck out here for a while? I mean, isolated?
Yeah, we couldn't get out of the compound. By the time things freed and the rain had dropped off a little bit, I took my motor home over here and we put a aircraft cable on the trailer hitch, and we had to pull the front gate off, yank it off of its mounting, and then use the tie line also to pull all of the trees that had gathered at the front out of the way so we could drive out of the compound. And that was only half of it, because once we got out of here, we couldn't get to our houses and homesteads because the streets were all blocked with this stuff.
Can you give me your name, sir?
My name is Gordon Smith, S-M-I-T-H.
And title?
And I'm Assistant Chief Engineer with Channel 6. I'm responsible for the site.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. All right.
Okay, this is W8SL. I hope everybody enjoyed that. Okay, I've been speaking too much, so I'm going to look for anybody who's got any memories of Gordon, or anybody who just likes to want to check in. This is W8SL. Go ahead.
Kilo Fox 5, Victor Hotel.
Whiskey 4, Romeo Foxtrot Juliet.
Okay, I've got Kilo Foxtrot 5, Victor Hotel, and W4RFJ Chief. Is there anybody else? Okay, let's go and say hello to Kilo Foxtrot 5, Victor Hotel. Wonder if you've got any memories of Gordon there, from GW8SZL.
Good evening, this is Steve in Lafayette, Louisiana. Hello, Kathy. I'm so sorry for your loss. And hello, Gordon. You have a lot of friends here. And the number of friends you have is a good measure of a man, and Gordon had a bunch of them. I only knew Gordon through a microphone and a speaker, but you could tell a lot because, well, one thing, he was always on SCARS somewhere. But I found him to be a true gentleman. I never heard him or heard about him doing anything that was ungentlemanly. I think he was a peacekeeper in an organization like SCARS, VOIP. What normally kills them is people fracturing off into groups. And Gordon did everything he can to find the best solutions to keep the most people happy. Other folks have mentioned he was not knowledgeable about electronics, about audio, about ham radio. It made him a great person to bounce ideas off of. Or if you just had a question, he was always there to help. My largest project with Gordon was the original rewrite of the SCARS VOIP website. I had the pleasure of speaking to Gordon frequently as we put together the first rewrite. Sometimes on SCARS, sometimes on the phone, sometimes email. And Kathy may want to say something about maybe it was a little too much taking up her time. But I totally enjoyed working with Gordon. So there's only one more thing to say. 73 Gordon, KF5 VH, back to net control.
KF5VH from GW8SZL. Okay there, Steve, I totally agree. And when you're going to I part of the rewrite as well for the current site, and got the Drupal updated and all the rest of it. So of course they didn't go from the HTML. You probably use using the HTML, but now it's all in MySQL database. All the actual website pages on the later versions of Drupal. But no, so I've been in exactly the same position as you there, Steve, with Gordon. And he was a fantastic gentleman to work with. And his thirst for knowledge, it was just so insatiable. It just never stopped. And it was great to work with Gordon from my perspective as well. So, and we miss him a lot, for sure. And yeah, I agree. He was always listening somewhere on SCARS as well. And wasn't far away. And I'm sure he must have had it on 24 hours a day there as well. We miss him. And so yeah, I'm getting a bit tied up as well here there, Steve, at the moment. I'll put it back to you in case you got anything else. KF5VH, GW8SZL.
Negative, Dave. That's all I have.
Okay there, Steve, and thanks for calling in there. With your memories of Gordon as well. I'll be putting this up on the website as a podcast and a direct from the homepage and the breaking news page tomorrow there. So you can listen to the whole net again if you so wish. And thanks for being there. And it's been a fantastic net so far. You know, we've been running for 2 hours and 10 minutes. I can't count all the check-ins yet. But there was 25 different stations connected to the SCARS conference alone a little earlier on. So thanks to you once again there, Steve. So 7-3 and you take care. Let's go and have a chat with Chief. That's W4RFJ. Any memories you'd like to share about Gordon there, Chief? Go ahead.
I do. But I think it's more important to remember that we have some guests here as third-party traffic. And I've been trying to get in there so that they could say goodnight to Kathy, but I don't know how, being as your net control now, I don't know how you feel about that. Over.
Yeah, okay, from GW8SRL. I see Kathy is still connected there. K6SUN, GW8SRL. Would you like to come back in there, Kathy?
I'm still here. I'm listening. I wanted to make a comment to Steve. I remember what you did with Gordon. Actually, I remember all of our initials being in some kind of password. I'm not sure if that's changed. It probably has. And I really appreciate you being here, and so sorry about your loss as well. You know what I'm going through. You're feeling the same. So, but thanks, Steve, and keep in touch from time to time. I love hearing from people who were part of our lives. So just have a wonderful rest of your night, I guess. Yeah, I'm still here, Dave.
Okay, GW8SZL. I'm going to pass it over to Roger there so he can patch in third-party Jonathan and Sean to say good night to you or whatever further comments they might have. W4RFJ, it's over to you.
Okay, most of my friends call me Chief, but that's okay. This is W4RFJ. Jonathan had to go. I couldn't get through quick enough. So, Sean, it's all on you. Go ahead.
Good evening, everybody. I just want to say thank you again for all this. And, Mom, we're listening. Your grand dog, Caliber, has been hearing your voice, so he's been here listening, too. So I just want to say thank you to everybody, and thanks for the thoughts and the condolences to all of our family. And, Mom, good night. I got to be up at 1 a.m. to go plow snow again. So to everybody, thank you again. And Roger, thank you for facilitating this.
Oh, my pleasure.
And everybody have a good night. Over.
Okay, Sean, I'm going to keep it keyed up. There's one thing that I wanted to share. I've been one of the most fondest moments I have, and it's been a moment of most frustration when I was trying to get a hold of Gordon. I would get his voicemail, and even though I can't imitate his broadcaster's voice, but this is something I'll always remember and always be fond of. This is Gordon, otherwise known in the radio world as KY6V, and I wish I could get a copy of that. Anyway, I'm going to be securing here, guys and gals, so that's all I got. Say goodbye, Sean.
Bye, everybody, and thank you again.
All right, this is W4RFJ with third-party traffic, Sean Dragonheart. Back over to you, Net Control.
Yeah, W4RFJ from GW8SL. Okay there, Chief. Yeah, it's 2:14 a.m. here at the moment, so I'm still awake. I'm still raring to go. And thank you for everything you've done with the getting Sean and Jonathan in here this evening. Okay, I'll say 7-3 to the Chief, W4RFJ. And are you looking for any further check-ins? Any memories of Gordon? Anybody like to recheck? And I'd like to say thank you to Fred, K2HA, for sending me that link to that video so I can extract the audio from it. Well, good job there, Fred, if you're still listening. I think you are. Yes, you're still on the list. So any further check-ins, memories of Gordon, KY6V, or just pop in and say hello. This is GW8SNL. Please call now.
Kilo Yankee 4, November Bravo, KY4NB, Scott in Memphis. Hi, Dave and Kathy and all.
VK2, Delta Yankee.
Okay, this is GW8SNL. I've got Scott, KY4MB, and VK2DY. Robert down there in Sydney. Let's go over to Scott. Hope you're okay there, Scott. Say hi to Robbie Ray if she's not in earshot, and give a big pet to Rusty. KY4MB, GW8SNL.
GW8SNL, KY4NB, Robbie and Rusty Ray here from Memphis, Tennessee, where the weather's pretty good now, Dave, but in a few days it'll be snowy and cold, and I've enjoyed listening to the net tonight, the tribute to KY6Z, Gordon, and good to hear Jonathan and Sean on there, and Miss Kathy, and all the memories of interactions with Gordon over the years. I'm pretty new ham, so, you know, just been listening and getting in on the SCARS net, the OIP net, with Fred there and a few others, and over the last few years, and a few times when I would, Gordon would, well, he was always on there, right, but when I'd actually talk to him about something, and just a wonderful person, like everyone has said throughout the night tonight, and he always was make you feel just good about yourself. I remember him making the statement about he felt like my ham shack was all together, and I was just a new ham and not much of a ham shack, right? But he would always be very motivational in everything he would say and has said to people over the years in the ham community and otherwise. So anyway, I just wanted to say that. And also my sister-in-law, Robbie's sister, Heather, she's passed, but she and her husband lived down in Miami during went through Hurricane Andrew, so I'm guessing they probably heard Gordon on, or it certainly the newscast, everything with the station there as a result of all his hard work that helped countless numbers of people during that difficult time. So thoughts and prayers to Kathy and Jonathan and Sean and all the grandkids and everybody out there in the ham community. Thanks for doing this segment of it. Dave, and hi to Robert from Sydney coming on next. KY4NB over to GW8SNL and the net. And thanks to Robert, too, for getting and everything there connected up.
KY6V. No, sorry. What did I... sorry. KY4NB. I'm putting a garden. Oh, dear. I'm GW8SNL. And, yeah, all noted there, Scott. He was a truly inspirational gentleman. He inspired people to do things that they wouldn't even consider doing. All good things, I might add, previously, and you know, increase their confidence, and you know, thinking, oh, I can't do that, and then you know, you try it, and think, oh, yes, I can, and what an amazing gentleman Gordon. Gordon was, for sure. I miss him to bits, I do. As I said, we virtually have him chats on email virtually every day. You know, a couple of days went past, I was wondering if he was all right. It was that regular, and I say I really do miss him. But thanks for popping in, and it's great to hear from you and Robbie Ray and Rusty there as well. No doubt we'll probably talk to you on the Friday net there on the other system. Okay, I'll say 7-3 to you there, Scott. And let's go and say hello to Robert, all the way down there in Sydney, Australia. Do you have any memories to share there, Robert, of Gordon, I wonder? VK2DY from GW8SZL.
GW8SZL, VK2DY, Robert in northwestern Sydney, where it's currently 26 degrees Celsius, about 80 Fahrenheit. The sun was shining, but it's just become overcast and windy, so we may be getting a little bit of rain this afternoon. But anyway, it is a summer's day, and we have some summer temperatures coming up this weekend. Yeah, I remember, you know, Gordon's the only one that's ever convinced me to be in net control. I have never been in net control on any other network. I've never wanted to be in net control. But somehow, Gordon's encouragement and everything else allowed me to become a net control here. So this is the only place I'll do it, and I really miss Gordon. He always knew where you stood with him. He come to him with an idea, he'd consider it, and it was dumb, he'd say it, and if it was smart, he'd take it. So, you know, he was very, very, very open and very... very straightforward, very, very straightforward man. So I remember, yeah, that's no specific memories that I can share here, but I just wanted to, my condolences to Kathy and his family, and thank you again for doing this.
What is my phone?
With that, Valet KY63, VK2DY.
VK2DY from GW8SZL. Ah, so Gordon inspired you to become NCS. I wasn't aware of that one. Oh, but what a true gentleman. Of course, I can't say that you didn't inspire Declan as well, because he was guest control on his first ever net, and you just took the back seat there and let him run the net. And yeah, you know, he loves running nets, and he's you know, that's one of the things about ham radio. He loves running nets wherever he possibly can, and that was also down to your good self as well. And of course, it was the AM connection net. I'll put it back to you one more time there. I was going to say Gordon. This net's getting to me. But back to you there, Robert. VK2DY from GW8SZL.
GW8SZL, VK2DY. Well, yeah, I remember that. Gordon was very much, very happy to have him, Declan come in net control, and I was very pleased that it all worked out well, and that Declan is now the fine young ham that he is. So, anyway, thank you again, and 73 VK2DY.
Yeah, VK2DY from GW8SZL. Yes, he's grown up in the ham radio. Aspect of his life and everything else as well. Is a real nice he's getting older now. We're going to say a young gentleman. He'll be 18 on the 1st of May. Doesn't time fly? Okay, and thank you for connecting up the ham conference as well for this particular net there, Robert. Really do appreciate that also. Okay, this is GW8SZL. Looking for any further check-ins, rechecks, any memories of Gordon that you would like to share with the net. Or you can just pop in and check in and say hello. This is CW8SZL. Please call now. Okay, this is CW8SZL. Any further check-ins to the net this evening? If you'd like to check in, please call now.
K2HA, recheck.
Kilo November 4, Echo Whiskey Tango.
Okay, I've got the happy amateur, K2HA, and Mr. Netaholic himself, Thomas, KN40WT. Is there anybody else?
EWA.ZL, this is KA3TEJ.
Okay, in addition, then we got Miss Charlotte, KA3TEJ. Let's go to Fred, and thank you so much for sending me that YouTube link. So as I mentioned before, if we could have actually sent video and go link and all that, it would have been better. But, it didn't even seem to phase Gordon. And after that, he could have died easily. And with that tower crashing down on top of that building, just lucky it was a real strong building. But thank you so much for sending that over so I can actually extract some audio and share it with the net this evening. Over to you there, Fred. K2HA.
GW8, okay, thank you very much, Dave, and everybody who has checked into the net, the fantastic net. Great memories of Gordon. I've taken a few notes, and really fantastic. And Kathy, Miss Sunshine, you did a fantastic job. And thank you so much for all your memories and such a wonderful presence tonight on the net. And as to that that video, that interview of Gordon after that tower fell on that that building, he sounded so calm and in control, and it was just great hearing his voice again. And I want to thank you, Dave, for all you've done and being our net manager and picking up all and taking Gordon's place for us for right now. And so I say peace and blessings to everybody that's on the net. I'm very impressed with everyone. This is Fred, K2HA.
K2HA from GW8SZL, very, very calm indeed, and if that video of the tower got across the top of the shack, shall we say, absolutely phenomenal. And it wasn't a small one either, it was 539 meters, I think it was, 539 meters tall, and 1,768 feet. I'm sure there's not many buildings that will withstand that coming down on top of it. And it was a direct hit on the building because the tower was right next to it. I'll put up the link to that video, that YouTube video as well on the website tomorrow when I post up the podcast there. But 2 hours and 30 minutes so far for the net. What a fantastic tribute to Gordon. Couldn't want better turnout than that. Absolutely brilliant. Put it back to you there, Fred, in case you've got any further comments. And thanks once again for sending me that link. K2HA, GW8SZL.
Okay, this is Fred, K2HA. Yeah, everyone, say a prayer for Kathy. She's a lot of changes in her life. It came up all of a sudden. And she did teaching and the I know that she'd love to get back to Michigan where she loves, but so say a prayer for her that she has the strength and it was great hearing Kathy and all the things that she said. Okay, this is Fred K2HA. Peace and blessings all. This is Fred K2HA, and back to you, Dave.
K2HA from GW8SZL. No problems there at all. They're Fred, and Kathy is still connected, so she's probably still listening out there as well. Okay, And thanks for your memories of Gordon as well throughout the net. I'll say 7-3 to you. Let's go to Mr. Thomas over there in Tennessee, the true netaholic. That's Kilo November 4, Echo Whiskey Tango. Over to you there, Thomas.
Thank you, sir. This is KN4EWT. It's just stuff in my mouth, or stuff in my face, rather. I did not know Gordon, but sounded like a very, very awesome dude. And prayers and blessings to everyone that knew him and are mourning. I am going to leave it at that, and I'm going to get back to finishing up my Discord events for all these nets that are happening. KN4EWT. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, KN4EWT from GW8SZR. Yeah, thanks for popping in there, Thomas. Great to hear your voice. Probably hear you tomorrow as well, and I'll get to replying to those messages you sent me as well. I've been a bit busy on here. Okay, 7-3 to Thomas. And let's go and say hello to Miss Charlotte. That's Kilo Alpha 3, Tango Echo Juliet. How's things with you? And would you like to share any of the memories you have of Gordon there, Charlotte? Go ahead.
Yes, I would, Dave. This is KA3TEJ. I'm sorry I couldn't get in here earlier. I did hear a lot of the net, and it was a great tribute to Gordon. And as far as my interaction with Gordon, he encouraged me to start as an NCS, and I was able to do that until I was ill and in the hospital, but he was always so gracious and kind, and that's my biggest memory of him. I certainly mourn his loss and pray for Kathy, and that's about it. Thanks for giving me a chance to get in here. GW8SZL, this is KA3TEJ.
KA3TEJ from GW8SZL. Yeah, very inspirational gentleman, that's for sure. And say I really do miss him a lot. And I'd just like to say to Kathy there, great job going to running the net there as well. Absolutely fantastic. And it was great listening to Sean and Jonathan and their memories. And, in fact, everybody's memories of Gordon there. Good show there for sure. And I'll put it back to you there, Miss Charlotte, if you've got anything further. And then I'll see if there's anybody else out there who would like to check in. Back to you.
No, Dave, I think that's about it for me. Thanks again for letting me get checked in on this special net. I will certainly miss Gordon. Back to net control. This is KA3TEJ.
KA3TEJ from GW8SZL. And yeah, we all miss Gordon over this side of the pond as well, that's for sure. And thanks for taking the time to pop in and share the memory there also. Okay, this is GW8SZL. Looking for any further check-ins to the net. Any memories of Gordon you would like to share? Or just check in and say hello? Everybody's welcome. If you'd like to already check in previously and would like to recheck, you can do that as well. This is GW8SZL.
Sierra United November.
Okay, I got K6SUN, Miss Kathy. Is there anybody else?
Victor Alpha 3, Juliet Yankee Echo.
Okay, I've got you, Jay, there as well, VA3, JYE. I'm going to go to Miss Sunshine there. Kathy, K6SUN, go right ahead.
All right, thanks, Dave. I know I said I was going to bed a long time ago, but I sort of got interested in listening. And one of the stations, and I was going to call on him, was a very dear friend of Gordon's. His name was Michael Mothinger. He was a podiatrist, or he is a podiatrist. So he sent me, his call is KC4TL. He was connected, but I never heard him come aboard. He said he either doubled or failed to transmit, and he never got acknowledged. So I have a message from him that I would like to share. Is that okay?
From GW8SNL, no problems whatsoever. And I'll give him a call, see if he's there. Kilo Charlie 4, Tango Lima, KC4TL. Would you like to call in? Okay, I have nothing from him there, Mr. Chan, but go ahead anyway. This is GW8SNL.
Yeah, he was connected almost from the beginning. But a lot of times, Michael would not respond. You know, he was in the background, not responding. So I thought of calling on him, but I sort of, you know, wanted to wait for him to call. So I'll read you what he wrote. He's knew Gordon for 50 years. He was actually, I think, best man at his wedding. But one thing I remember is a picture he would send me after he knew that Gordon and I were together. He sent a picture of Gordon. I wish I still had it. Do you know those balloons they blow up and they make shapes out of? Well, that was on top of his head. You know, very strange picture. You'd get a real chuckle out of it. But let me pause, and then I'm going to read what he wrote. And again, this is Kilo 6, Sierra United, November. He said he tried to check in and either doubled or failed to transmit, but never got acknowledged. Beautiful tribute to an amazing person. I knew Gordon for over 50 years, and although we met through ham radio, our relationship was much bigger than that. I got to know his parents, we were housemates, and Gordon was my best man at my wedding 48 years ago. We had many adventures and escapades together that I will never forget. I met Jonathan when he was a very young boy, when I landed my helicopter in their backyard in DeLand. Now the man has a doctorate. I have a reminder on my phone to call Gordon today for his birthday. I wish I could. I hope this celebration of Gordon's life gives you some comfort, and I'm here to help if I can. And he signed it, Mike. So I wanted to share that with you. But I think I'm going to disconnect now and go to bed as I get up like 4 in the morning. So thank you, Dave, and thank you, everyone out there. Doubt if Sean is still listening. Roger, thank you for doing what you did. And I appreciate the tribute. It has calmed me a lot, even though I had a hard start with the net. It has calmed me a lot to know how everyone thought of Gordon. So back to you, Dave, and thank you for everything that you've been doing for me as well.
K6SUN from TW8SNL. Yeah, no problems at all. And what a nice sentiment from Michael there, Kilo Charlie 4, Tango Lima as well. Really, really nice. And yes, I see you still connected. Yes, I thought you were lurking out there somewhere. But yeah, if you only need to get you some sleep there if you're up early there. And otherwise, you'll be zombified by tomorrow evening. And I say, we're coming up to, 19 minutes to 3 a.m. here at the moment. But that's fine. That's no problem. I got my Death Wish coffee. And I'm good to go. Okay, I'll say good night to you there, Kathy, and thanks for that, everything there as well. And I'm here for you if need be. You know how to get hold of me. Hello, hi. Okay, I'll say 7-3, Kathy. Great net and great memories for everybody. They're absolutely fantastic. Right, we're gonna go to let's go back to Jay VA3 JYE over there in Lake Tsingpo. That reminds me, I haven't actually had a look at the camera for a while. I did see a box turn up. Yeah, right in the middle of the camera. VA3JYE, GW8SNL, go ahead.
GW8SNL, VA3JYE. Well, first of all, I wanted to say to Kathleen and Sean and Jonathan, our condolences to you all, and from me and Maxine. And we wish you all the best in these difficult times. So we wish you all the best, Sarah, Kathleen, and also to Sean and Jonathan. Speaking of the cameras, there's a nice hut. That's what you're looking at, Dave. And the camera was off for a day or two, and then they fixed it and brought it back, and lo and behold, that ice up. But I've been watching it, too, as well, and I haven't seen anybody around it. So, but the weather's been kind of poor here, too, as well. I just wanted to get in here. I'm going to have to leave. I've had my IV therapy treatment there today, and the time is getting on, and it's been a bit of a day for me. I'd like to stay longer, but I just think I need to go and lay down for a bit. But I wanted to say hello to you, Dave, and thank you, and the chief, and everyone there, Kathleen, and for putting this on. Man, oh, man, it's just a fantastic tribute. And Gordon will be sadly missed there, that's for sure. But I just wanted to let you know, and I just wanted to say hello to you there as well, Dave, that I think I'm going to have to get out of here. It's been a bit of a day. So other than that, I'll say 7-3 to everyone. And wish everyone all the best, and hope everyone is safe and healthy, and we'll look forward to hearing everyone again. So GW8SZL, VA3JYE, 7-3, Dave. Have an awesome night, and thank you very much, and have a care.
VA3JYE from GW8SZL. Okay, thank you very much, Jay. There, Jay. And I noticed the camera did go off and the box did appear, but it just looks a bit strange. I'll keep an eye on it anyway. I haven't seen no footprint in the snow either. And thanks for popping in. I know I was aware of your IV treatment as well. Really appreciate it. Okay, I'll say 7-3 to Jay, that's VA3JYE. Anybody else would like to check in to Gordon, KY6V, Celebration of Life Net? Any memories or any comments? Or, you know, just pop in and say hello. This is W8SNL, and I'm listening. Okay, hearing nobody else. I'm going to make this the final call for check-ins, the final call for check-ins. Is there anybody else who'd like to call in at this time? And I'll go ahead and close the net. This is GW8SZL. Okay, hearing nobody else. Looks like the net has come to a natural close after an amazing 2 hours and 46 minutes. Absolutely fantastic. And I'll go ahead and close the net. But before I do that, I would like to wish Gordon a happy birthday from here at, over across the pond. Happy birthday. I know you're listening there, Gordon, and I hope you actually enjoyed the net. Okay, this is GW8SNL. Where am I going? Why there? All right. This has been SCARS. VOIP net schedules and general information may be found on the SCARSVOIP.com website. Your net control for this session has been both Miss Sunshine K6SUN and GW8SNL, my name's Dave. I'm saying 7-3 and closing this VIP session. Thank you for everybody who called in with their memories of Gordon. It's been a really fantastic net, and I'm sure he would definitely approve. Okay, I'm going to close the net, but I'm going to play once again that interview and that was with Gordon after the that the tower actually come crashing down due to Hurricane Andrew. So 7-3-0, and thank you very much for being here. This is GW8SZL.
What happened? Well, basically, about 4:30, we heard this loud crash. And it came down across the front of the building, and we thought something large had fallen off the tower. We didn't expect that it was the tower itself, and we couldn't get out the door because of the pressure of the storm for at least an hour. And by about 6, we were starting to get a little light. The pressure was dropping off. We opened up this door and saw this hanging down there and said, holy mackerel. It was scary.
Were you worried about, I mean, as far as dealing with the storm itself right before the tower happened, was there any concern for your own safety at that time?
No, not really, but it was really blowing down here. Things were rocking and rolling all over the parking lot and so on. You could see out through the windows. But we weren't, we felt very secure.
Did it shake? I mean,
No, the building didn't shake. Well, the building shook when this came down across it, of course, but that was the only time that the building moved at all. The building is quite solid.
What does it sound like? I mean, is there a sound that you can just compare it to?
No, I can't tell you on the falling, but I can say this, that when the wind was reported at about 165 miles an hour, it was whistling through the tower when the tower was still up, like a choo-choo train. I mean, it was making a loud noise, like there was a train coming right through the parking lot, which is normal even in a light blow. You know, the wind going through here just whistles and howls, but when it's 165 miles an hour, you really hear it.
Were you guys stuck out here for a while? I mean, kind of isolated?
We couldn't get out of the compound. By the time things freed and the rain had dropped off a little bit, I took my motorhome over here and we put an aircraft cable on the trailer hitch, and we had to pull the front gate off, yank it off of its mounting, and then use the tie line also to pull all of the trees that had gathered at the front out of the way so we could drive out of the compound. And that was only half of it, because once we got out of here, we couldn't get to our houses and homestead because the streets were all blocked with this traffic.
Can you give me your name, sir?
My name is Gordon Smith, S-M-I-T-H.
And title?
And I'm Assistant Chief Engineer with Channel 6. I'm responsible for the site.
Thanks, Mr. Smith. All right.
Happy birthday, Gordon, from KV9EWG.
Happy birthday from W4RFJ.